I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal's anti-conversion law takes effect today. Influenced by neighboring India, Open Doors USA's David Curry says it's part of a bigger push to Hinduize Nepal.
What anti-conversion means in the Nepal setting is that they are not allowing people to change their mind. They make them register, you know, from birth as a part of a certain category, and they're never allowed to leave. It's a religious and psychological caste system, so to speak.
So please, continue praying boldness for believers in Nepal. Next, monsoon season is hitting Laos hard. Not only are the rains heavy, but they also caused a dam to break last week. Operation Mobilization's Ellen Schellenberg says the combination led to flooding in southern Laos, an area which is home to impoverished farmers.
They've actually had so much flooding that some places where they had storehouses with extra grain from last year or the seeds for next year, those places have actually flooded as well.
So OM is finding ways to assist in the recovery process by partnering with local Christians. Pray for the church in Laos to stand firm in its faith and have wisdom during this time. And refugee kids have been robbed of their childhood and their education because of war and violence. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says a lot of these kids are living in Lebanon.
52 to 55% of the refugee population in Lebanon is 18 years or younger.
These children have been traumatized. Without hope, they're vulnerable to terrorist recruitment. But Heart for Lebanon is helping through its Hope Schools. At these schools, kids are given an education to build a future. And they're also given the hope of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.